It's now 7:32. I'm Dave Lewis, and time for our weekly COVID update. And we have Alice Massimi, the public information officer for Riley County, joining us on the phone here during spring break. Good morning, Alice.
Good morning. How are you on this foggy morning?
You know, my weekend started well on Friday, because Friday I went in and got my COVID shot, and after that I got to meet you in person.
Well, I'm happy to hear that. It was very nice to meet you in person. Also, I think in this era of the pandemic, there's many people that I've spoken to on the phone or via Zoom, so it's nice to meet people actually in person.
Absolutely. Well, and I got to admit, I was extremely impressed with the methodology that's in place there with the county at Seco Park and getting people in to get their shots.
Yeah, we've got, I think, a pretty efficient process. You know, as many people know, there was a little bit of trial and error. We had the first clinic at the Manhattan Firehouse that did not go as smoothly as we had hoped. But since then, we've been able to iron out a lot of those wrinkles, and I think we've got a pretty efficient setup.
You know, and it's kind of like a who's who of local government. I saw Fire Chief Scott French there. I saw EMS Director David Adams, and, of course, Julie Gibbs was there, and then you. It was just like everybody was, it's all hands on deck, it looks like.
It is, and we also have RCPD there. We also have emergency management there. And so I think that for Riley County, it definitely is all hands on deck. And I think that that's why we've been successful and been able to vaccinate the number of people that we have, is because from early on, it was all hands on deck. And I think that that's made all the difference.
Well, it's got to be exciting and uplifting, I would suppose, from local health officials to see the vaccines are becoming more and more available. And now with the state moving into phase 3 and phase 4, that's here again, more encouraging signs of the vaccines and possibly, you know, curtailing these scares that we've had.
Yeah, we hope so. You know, we've got a handy dashboard on our website if people have not checked that out yet. If you go to RileyCountyKS.gov and click on the coronavirus link, it's in real time how many first doses we use administered, and then how many individuals in Riley County we have fully vaccinated. And that's always really uplifting to see. I know on Friday alone, we vaccinated over 1,000 people. We had a clinic at the with the local school district, and then we also had the second dose, the booster shot, at Potter Hall. So over 1,000 vaccines in one day is, I think, pretty impressive for a community the size of Riley County.
In the news today, they talked about vaccines becoming available for children, too. And here, once again, more encouraging news, and, you know, depending on when those become available, is there a plan in place for vaccinating kids in the area?
We have not discussed that yet. We know that there's been clinical trials going on, and that is something that we will have to address. Right now, we're just working on getting those who are eligible to 18 to whatever age vaccinated, especially those with medical conditions.
Well, unfortunately, your report yesterday included a couple of fatalities or a couple of deaths due to COVID-19. But still, you know, the encouraging news is that overall the numbers of new cases are continuing to decline. Tell us those numbers that you have.
So we had 9 new cases yesterday. We have, I believe it is 56 active cases. And so, yes, those numbers do continue to decline, and we hope to see them continue to do that. We're a little nervous with some of the events that took place this past weekend and some of the images that we saw where there was very large groups gathered without masks on. So, you know, we're expecting maybe a little bit of an uptick, but overall, I think as we continue to vaccinate individuals and, you know, we're hoping to continue to see those numbers go down.
Are you concerned about the return of students after spring break, where they may be kind of hanging out with others that aren't masking up, and maybe some more, you know, bright, sunny parts of the country?
Well, so K-State didn't have spring break. I know it's the elementary school, so we're hoping that as people travel and go away for vacation, that they do mask up, that they do social distance, and try to avoid those large crowds. You know, maybe go camping. If you go to the beach, try to find a more remote spot. And please don't bring coronavirus back to Riley County, because we enjoy keeping everything open, and, you know, we're hoping that we can lift the mask mandate in a couple months here. But, of course, all of that is indicative on numbers. So if we see those numbers start to climb again, then, you know, that mask mandate might be in place a little longer.
We're speaking with Alice Massimi. She's the public information officer for Riley County. And we're discussing here on our weekly coronavirus update all kinds of different topics. Some of the mask mandates, that's going to be discussed with the Manhattan City Commission tonight, and it looks as if, you know, there will be a mandate in place, at least within Riley County, until May 16th, once schools are basically closed for the semester. And that's something that, you know, I know that the mask, not just the mask as a mandate, but as a general rule, that's still important, as well as, you know, continuing with the other hygienic things that you should continue to be doing.
Most definitely. And that's something that has been proven to stop the spread of coronavirus in addition to other viruses. I think the number of flu cases this year is down drastically. You know, we've got to be able to attribute a lot of that to the fact that people are very conscious of washing their hands and wearing their mask. And, you know, some people are still not going to those large gatherings or out to eat or out to stores. And so we just ask people to continue doing that. And I think that even once the mask mandate expires, you will still see some businesses require those masks, and some people might still wear masks. And you know, at that point, it'll be what people are comfortable doing.
Let's just talk briefly here. I think we just have a few days left for some of the free COVID saliva-based testing.
So actually, we extended that till May. I believe it's 21st.
Okay.
It's a contract with the state, Well Health has, and so we will continue to do that into May. And we're out at the you can probably help me with this. It's an old hotel that's on Tuttle Creek.
Right.
Sign up.
It's just west there of Ready Systems. It originally was the Holiday Inn there, but it's
there
the remaining building, the newer building that's back off of Tuttle Creek Boulevard there, just north of Ehlers Road.
Yeah. There you go.
You're welcome.
I'm still learning my way around. I know where it is.
Hey, you're new and you got thrown into a fire, didn't you?
I did, but I'm enjoying it very much, you know, and I'm enjoying everybody that I've met so far has been very nice and making me feel welcome.
Yeah. Well, we've touched on a number of topics here, but let's talk about just quickly the vaccination process. Where is Riley County now within, you know, that phase 2/3 mode?
So we're still in phase two, as the phase two is set out by KDHE with the high contact essential workers is very large. And so it will take a while to get through. We will, however, probably start sprinkling some of those phase three individuals into the mix. Phase three are those 18 to 64 with severe health conditions. That was the phase that we had all along really wanted to get to, as those people are more vulnerable for coronavirus and having severe cases. So we will probably start to vaccinate those individuals. And then, you know, once we get a good handle on phase two and three, we will progress to phase four, which are critical workers that are not in those high contact situations. So somebody that might work, you know, I don't even have a great example on hand, but that's in an office, but you're in your own office with a closed door all day long. You're not interacting with customers. Those people would fall into phase four.
Okay. Anything else that you'd like to share with us this morning?
I think the big thing is that we're encouraging individuals to register to get the vaccine. While we're doing great getting through the list of individuals we have, it's I think we probably only have about a third of Riley County population vaccinated. And in order to get that herd immunity and to really make a difference in this fight against coronavirus, we need to have 80 to 90% of the population vaccinated. And so we're pretty far away from accomplishing that. So, you know, we're just encouraging people, you know, to get vaccinated. If you've got questions about the vaccine, you know, let us know. We're happy to answer any questions that you have. You know, if you're uncomfortable or unsure about the safety of it, again, please reach out to us. The CDC is also a great resource.
And on the Riley County KS.gov website, there's all kinds of information there. Just click on the COVID-19 box and it'll direct you in the drive in the right direction. Alice, thanks for joining us this morning. Glad to have you on the air, and I don't know who we're going to have next Tuesday, but we'll look forward to that visit. Enjoy spring break.
Thank you very much.
Like it's a break for you.
I'm not breaking. My children are breaking, but, you know, thank you.
Have a good day. Alice Massimi, Public Information Officer with Riley County, joining us for our COVID-19 update here on News Radio KMAM. Our forecast comes next.